The company that makes Tylenol is being bought by the consumer giant Kimberly-Clark. They make Huggies diapers and Kleenex tissues. It's one of the biggest acquisitions of the year, worth almost $49 billion. And it comes just weeks after the Trump administration put Tylenol in the headlines, making an unproven link between the drug and autism. NPR's Alina Selyukh reports.
You're probably familiar with Kimberly-Clark because of its paper products, like Cottonelle and Scott toilet paper. They also make Kotex and Depends. And its purchase of Kenvue, which makes Tylenol, is a leap onto more drugstore shelves. Announcing the deal on video, Kimberly-Clark CEO Michael Hsu said buying Kenvue would speed up its ambition
to become a stronger and faster health and wellness company.
Kenvue has actually been on the selling block for a long while. Its stock had been falling for months. And Kimberly-Clark is not such a strange suitor. It's been trying to challenge the Goliath in its field, Procter & Gamble, which makes everything from laundry detergent to skincare to over-the-counter medicine. And Kenvue will give Kimberly-Clark a lot of familiar brands. It makes Band-Aids and Neosporin, Listerine and Zyrtec, Neutrogena and Aveeno. And of course, the new elephant in the room.
So taking Tylenol.
That's President Trump about a month ago.
Is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
He said that pregnant women taking acetaminophen, which is the generic name for Tylenol, raised the risk of autism in the baby. There's no clear scientific evidence for this claim, and Kenvue immediately said this was false. The controversy was not mentioned in the deal announcement, but analysts on a call with executives asked about risks, including Tylenol-related lawsuits. Here's what Kenvue CEO Kirk Perry said.
We stand firmly behind the science and the safety of our products.
Kimberly-Clark's chief executive said the company board had consulted with scientific, medical, regulatory, and legal experts. In the end, deciding the chance to buy Kenvue was a, quote, generational opportunity. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.